Venture. And it is time for our weekly Lake Norfolk Fishing Report as we head to the Bayou Resort there in Gamalia, Arkansas. Bayou Resort's located right off Fout Road. Gary and Diane Faraci. Hey, Gary, how are we doing?
Good morning, Gary. Happy Thirsty Thursday.
Mm-hmm. I just took a drink, so.
for being the 16th of July, it's a beautiful overcast morning out there. I'm telling you, it's out. My first one out early this morning was a little on the cool side.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, well, it was a little foggy for me, and then, you know, I mean, I eased in here to the station and got the coffee pot going, and thank you very much, Carmen. Little Bailey's Irish Cream was left for me, so I added that to my... Yeah, it's always... Boy, you know it's going to be a good day. You know it's going to be a good day when you show up and somebody's brought you a bottle of Bailey's Irish Cream. Woohoo! Good golly! Man. Anyway, so...
Good way to start the morning.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, my goodness. We've got all kinds of people tuned in right now, Gary.
Oh, good. Good. Because I'm telling you what, it was a really good week to be out on the water. Mm-hmm. Or fishing or otherwise, it was a good week. But the fishing was really good. Everybody I talked to did well this week.
Outstanding. Well, what are the crappie? What are they catching them on?
Well, a couple of guys I talked to, several guys I talked to, they've been using live bait and just been knocking the lights out of it. No limits, but, 10, 12 fish and nice. I mean, 12, 13-inch fish. A little bit deeper now. They've been in the 20-foot range, 22-foot range, so they're a little bit deeper, but their bite's been good. This time of the morning, a little earlier, and then afternoon, 5, 6, 7 o'clock in the evening, it's been a good time to be out there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, the crappie bite's still carrying on, even with the water temperature being in the low to mid-80s, you know. But the crappie bite's still been good. And I know there's a couple guys I know that were using some soft plastic on there, some Bobby Garlands, and they did okay, too. But it seemed, the way I saw, I was thinking live bait was doing a little bit better.
Yeah, that's good stuff. Oh, yeah, hey, we got a mermaid listening now. We got a mermaid. We have attracted a mermaid. And, of course, I've got the redheaded stranger, you know, Mr. Fletcher. He's tuned in. So a mermaid and Fletcher, and we got fisher people as well. Now, okay, so the stripers and the hybrids and the whites, I guess, have they went to deeper water? Are they still up there in the river arms?
Still hanging on up here. Everybody I've talked to from the bridges, coming back this way, by Blue Lady, Crystal Cove, even 101 up there, they're still in there. There's still pockets of them in there. Morning bites been decent. If you've been out with a guide, most of you caught your limits. I'm sure of that from everything I've heard and seen. Mm-hmm. And a couple of people staying here did caught their limits on getting out there early. They were, 5:30 in the morning, 5 o'clock in the morning, they were out there. First light, they were out there. But they caught their three.
Oh, that's cool. And then, you know, the bass, I've been hearing people just tearing the bass up, man. Just buzz bait, you know, they're just tearing them up.
Yeah, largemouth, Kentuckys, and that's been a mixed bag on what they've been using for that. It seemed like almost everybody I talked to, someone was using something a little different on that. I know some guys been using spinner bait at night. Some guys have been using rattle trap in the morning. So it's been all over the place on what they've been using on the bass.
And the catfish, you know, those folks, it's hard to please a catfisher person because their expectations of the work they put in are pretty high.
talking to someone who they had put out a trout line and 20 jugs or something, and they caught like five. And I thought, my, I think that's a pretty good night.
Yeah.
No. He goes, well, the day before we got 14. Okay, well, sorry. So, I don't know. You're right. The expectations do get high.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. It's a good time to get out there on the lake. Lake's in good shape. Plenty of parking. And, of course, you know, mermaid sightings are... It's that time of year, man. Oh, see, I got electrocuted.
Mermaids have been out. I haven't personally seen one, but they're out there. Mm-hmm. Walleye people have been doing good with the walleye, and we can never forget our bluegill.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, and it's a time to be out there bluegill fishing, and it's a good time to be out there for that.
Absolutely. Get your Cheetos and enjoy Lake Norfolk. Well, hey, Gary, for folks that would like to know more, maybe spend a weekend with you and Diane at the Bayou Resort in one of the cabins, how can they get a hold of you?
Gary, they can always give us a call at 870-467-5277, the Bayou Facebook page. Great way to drop us a line on there. And that, as always, our website, thebayouresort.com. Stop in if you're in the area, coming or going from the lake and stuff, and let me know how you've done.
Right on. Hey, we appreciate you, Gary, and we'll talk with you again next week.
Sounds good. Talk to you then, Gary.
All right, bye-bye.